Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. Be sure and get to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and tell a friend about the show. Be sure and spread the word. Tell them, I listen to Pastor Greg, and be sure and let folks know. At ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, we'll be talking with you and with John Perrazzo, the left strategy to radically transform America through the border crisis is revealed in a new booklet that he has put together. And he's got some incredible books out, From Shadow Party to Shadow Government, George Soros and the Effort to Radically Change America, Government versus the People, how the Democrats flipped the government and made us believe that we are not governed by our consent, The New Shame of the Cities, Occupy Wall Street, The Communist Movement Reborn, and Obama's War on the Young. I mean, these are powerful books, and you can pick them up at Kindle Edition on Amazon for 99 cents a piece. 99 cents. Good reading. All right, so he'll be with us bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, we'll have Ty Bollinger, the truth about cancer, and we'll also talk to you about the Trinity Health Freedom Expo coming up in Tinley Park, Illinois, this coming weekend. I will be there. Hope you will, too. Make plans. You can still get there, get a room, and learn about healthcare freedom from some incredible people that are going to be there to share with you. And then bottom of this hour, we're looking at having with us Joy Villa. I should say that right. Joy Villa will be with us at the bottom of the hour. I hope we're able to make that connection. She, I believe, is over in Dublin. So looking forward to having her on the program coming up in just a little bit. But joining me right now, the president, the CEO of Americans for Limited Government, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. It's been, as always, quite a weekend, previous week since we last talked. First of all, we actually didn't talk this pre-show. How was your weekend?
It was very, very busy. Unfortunately, we did not get a meeting done in India. We just didn't have the funds. So we weren't able to put a meeting together for this week. But and next week, this coming weekend, I'm going to be in Tinley Park. So in 2 weeks, I am hoping that we are going to be able to put a meeting together and have a meeting in India. If you'd like to help with that, go to CG, the number 4i, chosengeneration4i.com. CG4i.com. That's Chosen Generation for India. And help us out. Make a contribution today. We'll greatly appreciate it.
Very good. It's a, well, it's disappointing the meeting didn't come together, but the, you know, we know that God works all sorts of different ways, and it's a, hopefully people will be able to get one in a couple of weeks and, you know, feed people who otherwise wouldn't be fed and, save people who otherwise wouldn't hear the word. And, you know, it's, you know, when Jesus, when he, last words that he gave to the, apostles before his ascension was go and make disciples. And this is essential to that mission. That was the ultimate call that Jesus provided each and every one of us. And this is an opportunity to actually do something about that in small way. You don't have to be in India. Let those who are in India make disciples through your gift. That's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. It's an important thing, and I hope people, you know, will pray, and if it's on their heart to do so, that they will participate.
Amen.
So that's where do they send stuff to again? I can't remember.
Sure. So you can make the donation online, and that would, you know, be one place to do it by clicking the donate button at chosengenerationradio.com or at cg4i.com. CG4i.com, or you can send a check to Faith Harvest Church. That's Faith Harvest Church at P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. That's P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. Make your check payable to Faith Harvest Church. You can put India in the memo, and we'll make sure that those funds are applied to help. We need about $500 to do a meeting each week, and we feed roughly 50 to 75 families with that $500. And a family consists of anywhere from 12 to 14 people. So it's quite a significant impact in India. And as you said, Rick, they don't get it any other way. Where we are, there is no government social service for the lower caste in Punjab or for Christians. And so without our help, they suffer.
And it just always tears in my heart when we talk about this. But you know, Pastor Greg, this is not the Rick Manning show. This is the Pastor Greg show. And so I am no longer, I'm going to end my little pre-show coup here and taking over the subject and let you go on with your regularly scheduled show.
Well, Rick, I appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity we have on Mondays to talk about this because it is critically important and it breaks my heart as well, not to be able to, you know, get together with those folks over there. I did go on with them on Saturday morning. I got on with them, and they're holding daily prayer meetings, and I did, you know, was able to get with them and pray with them. But the reason we have to hand out the food in order to have the meetings is because if we don't, then the government will come in and shut things down. So it is the food gives us the opportunity to share the gospel. And without the food, we can't go out and do the gospel meetings that we do. So that's what that's about. Again, cg4i.com, cg4i.com. Go over there and make your best donation. It'd be greatly appreciated. Or you can send a check to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. Excuse me. All right. I do want to ask you about this Arizona audit because I think it's really important. There's a lot of information going out there. We have people saying, well, you know, look, Biden won and he won by another 261 votes and that's it, overdone, finished. You know, why are we still talking about that? But there were three phases to that. And in the portion that Dr. Shiva did, which was an analysis of the envelopes, He found over nine, just in one area, he found over 9,000 discrepancies, duplicate ballots. There were 16,934 two-copy duplicates, 188 three-copy, and four-copy duplicates. But basically what this means, folks, is that things are not nearly as, you know, the bow's not as tied up like the left wants us to believe.
Yeah, I think one of the things that people, and sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves on things. One of the, this audit may or may, people wanted this audit to be used to displace Joe Biden from the White House and to bring, have Donald Trump become president because he rightfully won the presidency. It was, it's almost impossible for that to occur just in reality. But here's what this audit is doing. It is showing us a lot of the problems that existed with the vote, a lot of the things that can be fixed to make certain that the next election is honest and true. And that's the thing that this audit could do. That's the reason why an audit even states that President Trump won is important, because we want to make certain that our elections are honest and true. And the left, which continually opposes these audits, the Dominion voting systems people who won't provide any of the information so you can actually honestly evaluate the performance of their machines, are people are sitting there and they're denying the people of the United States the ability to assure themselves that the election that's held, when they go and exercise their most sacred right to vote, that that vote is being treated equally with everybody else's, is being counted accurately, and is not being basically usurped by the inclusion of ballots from people who either were not eligible or just made up. Let me give you some, you talked about some numbers. I'm looking at some numbers here that that come from George Raslick, Conservative HQ, great publication. George is a great friend, and he was the editor, managing editor of Richard Viguerie's Conservative HQ, and I suggest people look it up. They do great work. But here's what came from, he reports came from President Trump's spokesman, Liz Harrington. Number one, first of all, the race was decided by 10,457 votes in Arizona. 3,981 people voted in spite of being registered after the October 15 deadline, meaning they weren't eligible to vote. Okay. We don't know how they voted. We just know they voted, and they voted after the deadline, after they were not registered. So they were illegal voters. 11,326 voters, more than the entire, than the margin of victory, voted, who were not on the rolls on November 7th, but were on the rolls on December 4th. So these people weren't eligible to vote in any way, shape, or form, and somehow registered before, between November 7 and November 4, December 4, and ended up at that juncture having voted. Figure that one out. 18,000 voted and then were removed from the rolls after the election. So people voted, and then, and people say, okay, 18,000 people died in between the election and who voted, died between the election and when the voters, when they looked at the voter rolls later. Just to put that into perspective, in California, they haven't cleaned the voter rolls in, now Arizona, maybe they're more aggressive, but in California, they haven't cleaned the voter rolls in 20 years, okay, in LA County. There are 1.5 million people in the LA County voter registration rolls who have been active, inactive for 20 years. Heck, I might still be registered in LA County. I haven't lived there in 35 years. So that's your, so that gives you a sense. 18,000 voted and then removed from the rolls after the election. That's a almost impossible belief. And finally, 74,243 mail-in ballots with no evidence of them ever being sent. So a mail-in ballot that has no crease from being, you know, put in an envelope and sent is not a mail-in ballot at all. It is a, it's a, it wasn't mailed out to the person, and it wasn't mailed into the system. So how did those ballots come to being? That's what the Arizona audit was designed to do. Find those things so the state of Arizona can correct them. So in 2022, we have fair and honest elections in Arizona.
Well, and it definitely showed. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, Rick Manning is my guest, Americans for Limited Government. They've got some pretty serious initiatives that are needing to be addressed, and we need your help. We need folks to take action. Rick, talk to me about your concerns, and I know they have a lot to do with this budget reconciliation. Yep. and all this money that is about to go through. But there's some good news relative to our side's ability to add something to this that will be beneficial at the very least?
Okay. Let me start out. There's four separate bills that people are talking about, and it gets a little bit confusing, but I want to tell you what this isn't. This isn't the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that Nancy Pelosi may pass through the House this week. It's already passed the Senate. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the $3.5 trillion additional spending bill that the Senate is likely may consider this week. And they're talking about it being restricted down to $2.5 trillion. And we're not talking about that bill. That bill, a terrible bill, needs to be killed outright. We're not talking about the debt ceiling bill that they're going to be talking about a lot this week, because in order for the Democrats to spend more money, they have to raise the debt ceiling, and the Republicans are saying they're not going to help them. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about a fourth bill. That's the bill that actually funds the government. And every year about this time, we get in a big fight where the government's going to close down. We're going to have, the whole government's going to shut down. Everybody knows the government shut down fights. We've lived them enough to know what that is. There's a bill that actually funds the government that is going to be considered this week. Joe Biden's filled it with all sorts of terrible stuff. It needs to be stripped and made clean and taken all the Joe Biden junk out. But one of the things that can be done with that bill, because there's going to be a negotiation, because the Democrats need to get 10 Republican votes in the Senate to pass it. So they have to get Republican votes. So they have to negotiate. Marco Rubio is introducing legislation tomorrow, which will make it so Joe Biden doesn't get to decide whether states that have vaccine mandates or don't have vaccine mandates and are opposing his vaccine mandate policies can be denied monoclonal antibody treatments. Monoclonal antibody treatments work. They're successful cures for COVID. And Joe Biden doesn't want people to survive in states where they're not doing his masking and mandatory vaccination programs. And he said so. He's trying to restrict the availability of the monoclonal antibodies and other treatments in those states like Florida, Texas, that are not bowing a knee to Anthony Fauci. And so he's trying to deny access to those treatments to people who get sick. And the Rubio bill would take that power away from them and allow local hospitals to be able to purchase those drugs directly from the manufacturer like they can every other drug, and take Joe Biden's ability to stop that off the table. He's going to introduce it on Tuesday. Please call your senators and urge them to support and co-sponsor the Rubio TREAT Act. Call your senators at 202-224-3121. When you get through your senators, tell them to co-sponsor the Rubio TREAT Act. We need a strong showing tomorrow, and then we're going to jam this thing down Joe Biden's throat this week.
There we go. The Rubio Treats Act, 202-224-3121 is the switchboard. Ask for your representative and just ask them to vote yes on the Rubio Treat Bill. All right, folks, we are out of time with Rick, but you can find him at CG Contributors on the ChildrenGenerationRadio.com page. Be sure and do that, and we will have more coming up for you right after this with Joy Villa coming up here on Chosen Generation.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.